We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
WIXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Welcome to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. You're listening to us on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We just started the show with Insight by Joy Division. That's from Unknown Pleasures. That was released on Factory Records in 1979. And today we're celebrating happy birthday to Ian Curtis, who was born on this day and brought us such a wonderful group. Unfortunately, Ian Curtis and Joy Division were scheduled to play in Hoboken, New Jersey at Maxwell's, but they did not make the date, for Ian killed himself a few days before their first U.S. show would have been.
I did not know that that had happened right as they were supposed to come over to see.
Yeah, it was a day or two before the first trip to the U.S. But
well, we're gonna keep it going with birthdays. This next birthday, Mark Bell, started out in a band called Dust. He was in a band called Estes, and then the Voidoids, and then he changed his name to Marky Ramone. This was on the first album he played on, and he actually got a little drum solo. Let's listen to Bad Brain.
Funny, but it's true. there ain't no snow. Listening to Sheena on the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Sound checks at 5:02. Record stores and interviews. And I can't wait to be with you tomorrow. Sound checks at 5:02. Record stores and interviews. And I can't wait to be with you.
It's so cold in Alaska.
Are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, WYXR.org. You just heard Racist Friend by The Specials AK from their album In the Studio that came out in 1984 on the Two Tone label. Before them was Biko. It was a song most people are more familiar with the Peter Gabriel version, who wrote it. That was the Robert Wyatt version from his album Work in Progress, album that came out in 1984 on Rough Trade, mixed by Adrian Sherwood. Before that, Stephanie Says by the Velvet Underground from their album VU that came out in 1985, though it was recorded in 1969. Before Stephanie Says, we had Danny Says. It was the Tom Waits version off of his album Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards from 2006. Many know Danny Says as a Ramones song, which, speaking of Stephanie Says and Danny Says, supposedly Joey Ramone wrote Danny Says kind of based on the Lou Reed writing all of his Stephanie Says, Caroline Says, Candy Says. And then we started the set off with Bad Brain by the Ramones from the Road to Ruin album from 1978. Happy birthday, Marky Ramone, once again. Steve, what else we got for the people?
Tim, I know that you're a big fan of music recorded in 1966.
Yes, yes.
Let's check out something from 66 by the Blue Things.
Hold on now, man. minute, bub.
Would you believe?
Would you believe it? Behind this wall are two battalions of green berets with atomic cannons and assorted machine guns.
It's serious.
Would you believe 10 old ladies with poison-tipped hat pins?
No.
Would you believe 6 Girl Scouts with pea shooters?
Would you believe? Would you believe? Would you believe
that I can do anything, anything? I mean, I'm too much, I'm tough, I'm tough.
Listening to WYXR. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played She's My Star. That was a rehearsal take by Little Richard. That's from the Specialty Sessions. That was a box set that was released way back in 1989. But I've had that one in my back pocket waiting to play that on the show. So glad to get that one out there. Lujon, that was Henry Mancini. That was from Mr. Lucky Goes Latin. And that was from 1961. Bear with me on the pronunciation here. Pulayeta, and the artist is Leta Mabulu from Leta Mabulu Sings. That came out in 67. Before that was, would you believe, that was Mouse in the Traps, a 7-inch on Fraternity. That was released in 66, and that was a song or a group from Tyler, Texas. And we started off this set with 1 Hour Cleaners. That was The Blue Things, a 7-inch B-side from 66. This group was from Hayes, Kansas. And this is compiled on John Savage's excellent 1966, The Year the Decade Exploded. That compilation came out in 2015. Quite an explosion.
Yes, it was quite the year. Steve, we're going to do one more birthday. Bassist Andy Pyle, who played with the Kinks. He also played with Savoy Brown, Blodwyn Pig, but he only played with the Kinks for a couple of albums, Sleepwalker and Misfits. This is off of Misfits. This is a tune called Out of the Wardrobe.
Anybody here seen a chick called Dick? He looks real burly, but he's really hip. He's 6 feet tall and his arms are all brown and hairy. He married Betty Lou back back in 65 when you had to be butch to survive. But lately he's been looking at his wife with mixed emotion. You see, he's not a commonplace closet queen. He shouldn't be hidden, he should be seen. Cause when he puts on that dress, he looks like a princess. Well, the day he came out of the wardrobe, Betty Lou got quite a surprise. She didn't know whether she should get angry or not that enough. Should she go or stay, or should she try to get a trial separation? You see, he's not a faggot as you might suppose. He just feels restricted in conventional clothes. Cause when he puts on that dress, he feels like a princess. She's learning to cope at last. She got the best of both worlds, and she's really in a state of elation. She says that it helps our relationship. She says a change is as good as the rest. And their friends are finally coming round to their way of thinking. She wears her trousers and smokes a pipe, and he washes up, she helps him wipe. Cause when he puts on that dress, he looks like a princess.
The other day and walked into the department store, stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all the sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure herringbone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Ooh, buddy, that suit is you.
Ooh, yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
And I'm gonna let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with a cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice? Ooh, them buttons are solid gold.
Ooh, you made a deal, so.
That collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just sit that right there on that chair. Mm-hmm. dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but
your credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ooh, ain't this a shame? Ooh, my heart's in pain. Ooh, pure heaven bone.
But that's a suit you'll never own.
Lord have mercy. Got a good job sweeping up every day.
Don't wear white.
Come and die.
we're back to tell you what you just heard. Like, for instance, you just heard Echo and the Bunnymen doing All My Colors from their album Heaven Up Here from 1981. And before that, from 1985, was Minor Threat doing Good Guys Don't Wear White from their album Salad Days on Discord, as they always were. It was a tune that was originally recorded by the Standells. And it was written by a gentleman named Ed Cobb, who also wrote the Standells' Dirty Water, and then also that big tune, Tainted Love, that Soft Cell later did. Well, that was weird. And before that, the Coasters doing Shopping for Clothes, 1960, a single written by Elmo Glick, supposedly, but that was an alias for songwriting team Lieber and Stoller. And we started the set off with The Kinks, 1978, Out of the Wardrobe on their Misfits album. I'm wishing a happy birthday to bassist Andy Pyle. So, Steve, we're getting close to the wire, kinda.
What do you think should happen?
Well, you know, I really wanted to play another Marky Ramone song, but something he did when he was Mark Bell. From 1973, there's a band called Estes. They did one album produced by Andrew Lug Oldham, the Rolling Stones producer. And they had a song called Goodbye, so I thought it would be appropriate to play that as we say goodbye and goodnight. What do you think of that? Can we do that?
Sounds perfect. Let's spin that thing.
All right. And the Shanksky Shuffle is coming right up, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis. This is the Shansky Shuffle. Thanks for listening. I'll be here for the next hour. Here's Alex Chilton with Jumpin' Jack Flash to get us started on this Monday night.